Boga, boga.
I'm here, Belly. Take it slowly.
I can't see you, Hass. I can't even detect you.
But I'm here. Look for orange goo. That's me.
Like the insides of a lava lamp. No, nothing. Can you wave? Have you got anything to wave?
Take your time. It's not like swimming in water.
Yeah, I'd noticed. And I've swum really deep. There was this time on Jaiwan I was chased by a whopping...
Think of it like syrup. You can imagine syrup, can't you?
Yeah, Tate and Lyle. It's not bloody helping.
Slowly, Benny. Slow. Like we learned in the garden.
Slow like the plants grow, young grasshopper. Wax on, wax off. Whoa!
See? Whoa! You're doing fine.
Oh, now I am. I'm bloody flying. Whee! This is brilliant.
You see why I like to come sulk in here?
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. You must think about this place the whole time you're out there.
I have the gardens and my friends. In here it's like home and there's more than enough room to stretch out. But there's no way to communicate.
Rax and his pocket universes, eh? And no one can hear us in here.
No one can hear us. In a sense, no one else even exists. You wish to discuss what's happening to the collection?
Yeah, that too. But I wanted to talk to you about Doggles. You're his friend, right?
And yours. I assume he's been typically insensitive.
Even for him, it's a bit out of bloody nowhere.
Well then, start from the beginning.
It's not that easy when I can't even tell where you are, but... Anyway, Peter's been getting into anywhere he's not meant to again. Having finally got him home to his daddy last night, I just wanted to go to bed. Oh, it's been so damn hot, I had the windows open on the balcony. Are you absolutely sure you've got the right house?
Shit, Benny. You're not meant to see this bit.
Climbing would probably be easier without... What is that between your teeth? I hope Hass knows you've been pruning his roses.
Chose it himself, didn't he? It's all right. He never knew who it was for. Here.
Why, thank you, Romeo.
Another hilarious reference to 20th century trash culture. You know, we'd get along better if you wrote some kind of pass notes.
Flatterer. What's this about, then? And what's my front door done to offend you? Ah, I have an idea. You're drunk.
Au contraire. I merely had a quick snifter for encouragement. I thought you'd appreciate the effort.
Another hilarious reference to the way your brain's wired. What is it you want, Doggles?
Well, Jason won't be back for days. And it can't be easy now Peter's living with his father.
It's better for him that he has the stability.
Oh, yes, of course. But you're probably lonely. I heard even Joseph deserted you.
He's not deserted me. He's helping Bev with the...
Yeah. But I'm right, aren't I? You wouldn't say no to some company.
Well, I suppose that is vaguely gracious. Come on in, then. We can put a film on. Have some beers. Just found Harold and Maud in the archives. It's a 2D and you probably need pass notes, but I can explain as we... What?
Well, that's not really what I had in mind.
Oh. Right, well, what did you fancy... What's that look for? You've got to be taking the piss!
He hoped to make sexual union.
I wish he'd put it as elegantly as that. Yes, he thought I'd be up for a shag. With him. Just because he'd come up my balcony, so to speak.
And you were unwilling.
Oh, come on! Jason is off on assignment for 1 week. Doesn't mean I'd jump the bones of the first lusty bloke I clap eyes on.
I understand that yours was not an exclusive arrangement. Jason has told me what happened between him and Shemantra as a result of the plague dogs.
Oh, that's a classic of the genre.
I should add that he has retold the events several times, and that the circumstances are always quite different. Except in the matter of the sexual congress required of him.
I know what Jason's like, thank you very much. It's like there's a curse on his willy. Right now, he's helping build a comms relay on the Mim Third Moon. But we all know exactly how, through no fault of his own, it'll have ended up.
So, being so tall, and flexible and having five arms. Do you all play for the same intergalactic netball team?
And of course he'd have been given no choice, shagging them only to stop the universe being annihilated somehow.
You don't believe him?
No, he's probably right. That's how things tend to go with us. We're pretty much monogamous when we can be, but we've learnt from experience. Too much downright weird experience to take a pragmatic approach.
Then you don't object in principle to Doggle's advance?
Hass! He doesn't wash! He's rude, he's infuriating, he can't go for 5 seconds without spilling something down himself. He didn't even offer me dinner, just climbed his way up into my bedroom.
He means well.
So I should lie flat on my back out of sympathy?
I admit my unfamiliarity with the protocols between humans, but that doesn't seem so unreasonable. Your flying's improving.
I could do it without thinking. The flying, I mean. Look, Doggles is nice enough and he could make the right girl very happy, but he's just not my bucket of oysters. Oh, that was never an hour.
You're very welcome to visit again. Time to put you back in what you laughably refer to as an atmosphere.
A workout, and I've never had a bruise there before.
I'm relieved not to be able to see for myself. See you shortly.
Right. Any messages, Bra?
You have 3 new messages, Chief. From Tarrant, Wall.
One's like the popular one. Anything urgent?
You have not enabled that classification, Chief.
Nothing urgent. Good.
You have 1 new message.
Oh, yes.
The galaxy might explode if you don't read it this second.
Jason can wait till I'm ready. Set up nice and fill the world with jollity and... Oh, crap on a stick!
We meet again, Professor Summerfield.
And this time the roles are reversed. You sure you're comfortable in that suit, Hass?
More comfortable than I would be out of it.
Figured. We'll fly again soon, I promise.
And I'll have a word with Doggles.
Thank you. Oh, isn't it a brilliant day? I might go put on a bikini.
I'm sure the students don't need any more reason to leave us.
Oh, ho, ho. Things aren't that bad, you know. The Braxiatel collection is surviving quite happily without Braxiatel.
The weather is still out of control. Intakes for next year are down. Miss Tarrant is concerned.
Hasn't she got a war to worry about? I mean, even obscure libraries on the very edge of the universe know the Draconians have put on their fighting shoes.
Do Draconians have fighting shoes?
It's an expression.
I see. Not one I'd heard of.
You should get out more.
I would fry everyone's brains with my alien radiation if I did.
And you'd look daft in Bermuda shorts.
You'd be surprised. We will hold together. You should probably know that I'm working on...
I'm trying to save her.
That's not the point. We can have you sent home for this.
Sorry, Hass. I'll catch up with you later.
You had her by the throat. I don't care what kind of game you were playing.
But I had to hold on to her, Crowd Tarrant. If I hadn't, she'd have vanished...
Hey, what's going on? It's too nice a day for an argument. Oh. Bev. Blimey.
Minko's one of your students, isn't he?
Yeah. Hello, Minko.
Miss.
Caught him strangling one of the girls in the lake.
What?
I wasn't, honest, miss.
I saw you.
You had a fight with Xingzang, did you?
No. She just keeps disappearing.
I see. And where is she now?
She disappeared.
You mean she ran away?
No, she disappeared. Pop, like that. And gone. We seem to be having problems with time jumps.
We do? Since when?
It's only affecting some people. They turn up somewhere else on the collection. Like the Mansion House when it reshuffles its rooms. Doggles is looking into it.
That's reassuring.
Xingzang will turn up.
Right, Minko, go and see if you can find her and hold onto her hand this time, yeah?
Yes, miss.
I was handling that myself, thank you, Summerfield.
Sorry, but he is one of mine. Are you all right? Getting enough sleep?
I can't ever recall being happier.
Oh, good. I do want to point out the bleedingly obvious, but you've not got any clothes on.
It's very hot, if you hadn't noticed. And this is more comfortable. You got a problem with that?
Of course not. I just thought it
good.
Was a bit...
Now, I've got work to do.
It's just a bit odd, that's all I'm saying. Thanks. Oh, Clan has made us plant all that elderflower now. Anyway, I'm not saying she can't wear what she wants to, but... Well, how do you feel about it?
I think she looks pretty good naked. Peter, you're meant to be doing your homework.
How are things between you two these days?
Neither of us likes it so hot at night, so sleeping's a bit of a problem. It's good that you visit. You're coping without him?
I'm fine. I meant with you and Bev.
Oh, she's very busy at the moment. We get by. What about you and Jason?
Never better. He messaged me earlier to say a deal's been struck.
So he could be home soon. That's good. And how's the other project coming along?
Nothing to report just yet. It's funny, when we were travelling all those years ago, we got to see the future and Keith and Rebecca running around us. It all seemed so certain and easy.
You both need to relax and enjoy yourselves. It's just a question of time.
That's what I mean. After everything this last year, Brax, Clarissa, even Woolsey, I've been thinking about the future, about our future. Do you ever get the feeling stuff didn't turn out like it should have?
There have been compensations.
You know I don't regret what happened. Just look at him.
What?
Get on with your homework. Jason does want children of his own.
Oh, well, you know, Jason, I'll take whatever comes. But I want more children. I want my faith in the future back. Cheers.
You know, if there is a problem, I could always help out.
Talk to him about it. Oh, thanks, but it's not got to that stage yet.
That's not what I meant. We both know the problem isn't on your side.
What? You mean donating some sperm?
Not exactly donating.
Adrian!
No, I'm serious. It'd be like old times.
No, it wouldn't. You and me were never together. Not like that. I was out of my mind at the time, as well you know. It was only my body you got.
It was okay by me.
Adrian! We both know better than that. Peter doesn't need to hear this from his daddy, and I'm sure Bev wouldn't approve.
I don't think she'd care. Come on, Benny.
Oh, is that it? You're having girlfriend trouble, so you're trying it on with your exes. That's the lamest sort of boy rubbish there is. Peter, you take note.
I was only offering.
Well, don't.
Benny.
I hope you're changing the subject.
Do you think Bev could be seeing someone else?
I think we need to open another bottle. Murderous and just were kind of fluffy. Just think of all the fun that we could make. What? Hello? Is there somebody hiding in the hedge? I've had a stupid enough day without being pounced on and murdered. And anyway, the vid screens will see you. Hell! All right, I'm coming! It's all right, don't panic! I'm nearly with you, and I've got a gun. It's bloody massive! Thank you. You found Xing Zhang then?
Hello, Professor. This isn't what it looks like.
You're just moonbathing, are you? On top of each other?
It's called the missionary position. We found it in a book.
Yes. Well, you seem to have grasped the nettle of it. Quite sure you're comfortable there, Xing Zhang. Well, good. You two carry on, but, keep the noise down, eh? You don't want to disturb anyone else.
Thanks, miss. Professor?
Yes?
I know you're our tutor and everything, but would you like to join in?
Oh, bloody students!
Someone late with an essay.
Doggles, what are you doing in my rooms? And are those shorts or your underpants?
Oh, don't worry, they're clean on today. I didn't expect you back so soon. I'm not quite ready.
I can't help but suspect I'll regret this, but ready for what?
Oh, come and see. I'm on the balcony.
I thought I'd made it clear you were to use the front door. Bloody hell. Dinner? Did you carry all this stuff up by yourself?
Oh, yeah. That's why I was getting changed. I got a bit sweaty. But I bought a black tie and everything. Yeah. Guessing you'll have some of this.
First time I drank champagne was in the middle of a riot. Okay, I admit to being a minuscule bit impressed.
Now, the trick is not to let it pop, but to sigh. Like a satisfied woman, apparently.
And you'd recognise that if you heard it, would you?
I'm not usually listening. Oh, there we go. That does sound a little familiar. To a drearier life without killings and explosions.
Lovely. What have you cooked me, then?
Have a seed. I gather you're meant to start with these things?
Blimey. Your taste includes both snails and oysters, then.
Well, I've only got oysters.
I was making a clever reference to it. Oh, shall we just eat?
Probably best.
Could you close your legs together, please? I can see right up your shorts.
Oh, right. Don't want to be getting ahead of ourselves, do we?
I'm going to pretend you didn't say that. I haven't decided anything yet.
I'm not expecting anything from you.
Good.
If I just wanted a shag, I have tons of pretty young students knocking on my door.
Yes, I sometimes forget what a catch you are. People do seem a lot less inhibited recently.
Well, maybe everyone's just getting used to Brax being gone and finally letting their hair down.
Maybe. You expect academics to be at it in the undergrowth. It's the same on any campus, but you've resisted so far?
Of course. Well, one girl took me a bit by surprise.
You know there are probably rules about fraternising. And it's a bit icky.
I'm not proud of it. Though I was on pretty good form.
I'm very glad to hear it. Want a top-up?
That's why I've laid all this on for you.
Well, you've got standards. I like that.
I wear myself out trying to woo you. And since we both know you're never going to give in to me, I effectively control all my cravings.
You make me sound like an ice maiden.
Well, you weren't going to shag me, were you?
Not now, I'm not.
Well then, job done.
Yeah. Good. Out! Bloody hell. Take that evil libido. Think pure thoughts, Benny. Pure virginal thoughts, like the virtuous yet nubile girl you are. Joseph!
Are you quite feeling yourself, Bernice?
Joseph, there are rules about sneaking up on a lady when she's in the bathroom.
You sounded in pain.
That the water's freezing. What?
Will there be anything else?
No, thank you. Just stop gawping at me.
Really, Bernice, I am a machine. I take entirely no pleasure in seeing you full on in the nook.
Well, shoo anyway, and stop letting Jason get at your vocabulary banks.
If you're in that sort of mood, I could give you a massage.
Oh, yes. Oh, maybe that is a good idea. Oh, it's been one of those days.
Sense fields extending.
Yeah, just round the back of my neck and... Oh, yeah, that's it. How's your day been?
Miss Tarrant has everything in hand. Though the Draconians seem uncomfortable at having to parley with a female.
But negotiations are going well.
That information is classified.
Really? That bad. Viv needs to try being nice to... Oi, that's not a massage.
My apologies.
That's what Jason does. Rubs your neck for 5 seconds and then plunges right into the... Anyway, look, I'm going to bed.
But I haven't finished the massage.
Well, give it a bev or something.
I've already tried to.
It's important we remember that Earth was not one political state in the 1990s. It was still made up of several hundred squabbling nations with different and conflicting agendas. Befus of the Unc Quarter calls this a willful propagation of artificial wealth. But I think that you... Minko, what is it? Come on, Milano, stand up. Now then.
I was just saying to Mila that I had a...
Well, whatever it is, I'm sure you can share it with the rest of the class.
Really, miss?
Really? We're all friends here. Come on, out with it.
Okay.
Oh! Yes, yes, very impressive. Actually, that is quite something. But now's hardly the time, is it? Put him away.
Sorry, miss. But he did say I should share it with him.
Oh, please don't encourage him. Where'd he go?
It's another time jump, miss.
Is it? You must have caught it from Zing Zang. Oh, settle down. I'm sure it's hardly news what they've been getting up to. I was young once, you know, and I don't care what you're doing with each other so long as it's not in my class. Now, 1990, is it... Oi! That wasn't permission to leave! And just because 102 can't keep hold of their rude bits doesn't mean the rest have to follow. Okay, fine. But next week, I want you all to read up on the causes of the unification of Earth in 20... Good one, Benny. Natural authority.
Oh, Benny, hi.
Hi, Adrian. Sorry, history seems to have lost out to physical education. So, I thought I'd see if Peter wanted to feed the fire penguins.
He probably would, but he's out. Gone to play at Umska's. Sorry.
Oh, right. Well, good for him. Is everything all right? Your ears are all flat.
Everything's fine.
Oh, was it about yesterday?
I'm sorry about that. It won't happen again.
Oh, good. Well, maybe we can forget it all over a nice cup of tea. I wanted to talk to you anyway. I think everyone's going sex mad. Ooh. Hello, Doggles.
Benny, this isn't what you think.
I think it's your penis.
Well, then it is what you think.
I didn't realise you two
were... We're not. Doggles came round to ask about the Mansion House's architecture, and we just seemed to... I don't know what's got into me, Benny.
I do.
I couldn't help myself.
Oh, it's all right. We'll sort this out. Something's affecting us all.
If Peter had seen us...
Maybe it's connected to the time jumps. You were investigating them, Doggles. Minko's been highly sexed, and he just vanished from my class. What have you found out?
Oh, it's localised. People have moved somewhere else in the collection. It's inconvenient rather than dangerous.
But more people are being affected all the time.
And more people are shagging by the second.
So it could be sexually transmitted.
The time-travelling clap, and because it wants to be spread around everyone...
It also stimulates sex drives. That's clever. Benny, do you fancy...
Certainly not with you.
I've been taken over by a disease.
It looks like it.
You don't have to be so relieved.
Doggles, could you put something on?
Oh, getting to you, is he?
I might laugh at any moment. Right, I should go see Bev.
Benny, please, don't tell her about this. I don't think she'd understand.
You're kidding me.
You can't let none know that you know. I told him I wouldn't say anything.
Oh, but that's brilliant. Oh, poor Adrian. Oh, I mean, Doggles of all people. So come on, then. What's he look like in the nude?
Horrifying. More toned than I'd expected. And the axis left him pretty scarred. Sorry.
The axis hurt us all. Just some more visibly than others. I'm used to my highlights by now, and they're useful at the negotiating table.
Because no one can question what you did in the war.
Oh, how bloody stubborn I am.
I hope you put some clothes on. You're only meant to be safeguarding the future of this whole region of space. Or is it tactical getting your boobs out?
Maybe you're envious.
Maybe I am. You're taking this all very well.
I've more serious things to worry about than our sex lives. I'll get Dr. Whitlam to look into it, of course, but this virus could be what we all need. A chance to stop worrying for once.
I'm not sure it's the sort of publicity we want.
No. In the last 3 days, we've not had anyone filing to leave us.
The little tarts.
Oh, what harm is there? Let them have their fun.
How very modern of you. As long as no one gets hurt.
As long as no one gets hurt.
Oh, excuse me. Yeah, pardon me. Sorry, sorry, just trying to get home. Oh, do you have to do that on the path, Oscar B? No, don't answer it. It's rude to speak with your mouth full. God, Jason's got to do his nut to have missed this.
Bellies!
Yes! I hope you're not tempted to strip off as well.
It might ruin it for everyone else.
I guess it's hard to keep it up when your brain's dribbling out your nose. Blimey.
What is it? Apart from all the people engaged in intercourse.
Curator Fernley. Up the tree by the bandstand. She's from the Barragoot half. Swaps gender every 2 minutes. See? And in and out and in. I ought to be able to watch it happening.
And a little impolite.
My interest is purely academic.
Oh, hell. I was nearly done as well. Someone finished me off.
The time jumps are getting more frequent.
Buggering up the spread of the virus.
The virus?
Oh, that's the present theory. But if the time jumps are getting in the way of the shagging... Then anyway, you'd think a spread as voracious as this would burn itself out pretty quickly. Oh, hell. It's hard work being the responsible one. I could do with a scene to myself.
I can't be of assistance in that, I'm afraid. Why don't you come flying again? There are things we can discuss.
Oh, look at him and all his hands and... Oh, look, sorry, House. I better go home for another cold shower. I'll talk to you again when things are back to normal.
But Section 492 of the Treaty of Heaven clearly states that all parties agreed to the territorial distinction. Your government was a co-signatory.
The ambassador says our government was an unelected, unofficial body of military personnel. They merely happened to be in the vicinity when this treaty was agreed and did not formally represent our interests.
Ambassador, they were fully authorized by your president. I have a copy of the empowerment order here.
The ambassador says, and how has the Braxiatel collection acquired a confidential order?
Because Braxiatel was one of the treaty's signatories. It's his own personal copy.
The ambassador says, we do hope so. There are salacious rumours you were not always an art curator, Crowd-Tarrant. We paid him no heed, of course.
Of course.
It could not be true. No woman thief could have been so accomplished.
I couldn't help it, Jason. I was sick with a disease. You wouldn't have resisted either. Oh, Jason, you weren't here to provide for your wife's very reasonable needs, and you should see the boy with all the hands. Jason!
I must have fallen asleep. Had a gap between hyperspace term and I thought I'd stop off and say, yo, how's...
You brilliant, brilliant sod. Oh, I'm in bed already. I've been going bloody spare. Do you know what's been happening round here?
Not really. Slept in the fly from the spaceport.
Oh, you could have just looked out of the window. It's been weird. Weirder than usual. Come on, get my shirt off. Oh, I thought I'd have to... Oh, well, never mind. You're here now.
Yeah, sorry. I look a bit shabby. Should have shaved.
You smell good. Manful. Is that a word?
Think so. Oh, hey, careful.
Oh, no, don't want to damage anything, do we? Who's got work to do? Oh, well, never mind. He just needs some encouragement. Oh, it seems we're all infected with something that's got us jumping on each other's bones. Literally, the shagging in the street. Not me, though. I've been bloody saintly. Had my share of offers, don't get me wrong. But I fought them all off for this. For you. For... Oh, it's not working. He's not doing anything.
Sorry. I haven't slept in 3 days.
It's fine. It's okay.
I just wanted to see you.
No. It's fine. Yeah. Maybe we'll get some sleep. Maybe try again in the morning.
Benny, I have to be gone again tonight. Can we just curl up together?
Sure.
I do love you.
Yeah, I know.
Dr. Whitlam? Hi, have you got a moment?
Hello, Minko. What seems to be the problem?
This.
Yes, that does look quite sore. Don't worry. I've some ointment that'll soothe it quite nicely. And how many times have you used him today?
Seven? No, 8 times. I think it's a personal best.
I see. And would you care to make it 9?
Oh...
She's brilliant, she's beautiful, but she works all the time. A nurse is going round with nothing on, and the one person she won't let near her is me. What's that about? Exactly. You want another drink? Well, should we just get out of here then? Go back to your place? Sod it. Dennis, another drink.
I think you've had enough.
I said, another drink.
Ow! 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 Ow!
But you said you love me.
It wasn't about you. It just happened. Look, listen to me. Listen to me.
She does things for me that you just don't.
Is that all there is?
But you said you love me.
You said you love me.
You love. You said 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 you love.
You said you love. Watch out for the jail guards. Oh, I didn't mean to fall. Now, where were we? It's been a couple of hours. How about Jason? Jason? Are you having a pee? Oh, brilliant. Oh, he left a note, of course, saying that he had to go, that he loved me, that he'd look out of the window, that he really loved me, that I was to do what I needed to do, and that he loved me.
I think he loves you, Benny. You're getting good at this.
Now, shoulders low, arms splayed, and with a bit of a ladylike wiggle.
Good. Good. Was that loop intentional?
Oh, sort of. Check me out. I'm a loop-de-loopy. Huss?
Keep your fins in and you'll have more control. Keep the loops tight.
You look like orange goo in here, yeah?
To the layperson.
How do you go sort of glowy white when you're getting the horn?
Of course not.
Huss, am I actually flying about inside you?
Now, Benny, it may seem that way when you only perceive five dimensions. Some idea of the other age
But you're getting off on this. On me flying about inside you?
No. Yes. Some of the double loops, maybe.
And that's why you've had me come visit you in here, to wriggle about inside your ticklish bits.
It's a shared intimacy.
It's a bloody liberty, Huss. You're meant to be my friend.
Jason didn't mind.
What? You mean getting your jollies off my husband?
Ex-husband. He said he was researching a book.
I bet he did. Look, I know you're just as full of whatever it is that we've all got, but that's no excuse
about
for...
the virus, Benny.
I don't want to hear about it. You don't just help yourself. I'm going to gather up his tawdry pornographic scribblings and make him eat every last word.
You have one new message, Chief. From Kane.
He can bloody well wait. Bastard. Bastard. Bastard!
Emergency protocol engaged. A double gin and tonic with lime.
Did I set that up? Phew, how clever. Cheers, brah.
You're very welcome, Chief.
Now, if only my menfolk could be as supportive as my underwear. Maybe, brah, you need to give them lessons. Blah! Hello, everybody.
Benny! Nice of you to drop by. I'm guessing this is evidence that the time jumps are not just sexually transmitted.
What's that meant to mean? I'll have you know, I've just been
I'm sure we don't need to know. The second years were just listing the potential risks in using hyperspace bolt holes to anchor comms relays.
Oh, right. Good for you.
Yeah, but I think we'll finish there for today, thank you. Oh, you look like you need a drink. Oh, like the one you're already holding. Damn.
No, actually, good idea. Let me run home and put something more appropriate on than a pressure suit.
Dirty old goat. He never asked me to go swimming.
Maybe he will. I'm certainly not going again.
Oh, that's a bit harsh. Must be terrible if that's the only physical contact he can get.
But he didn't tell me what I was doing for him.
And would you have gone if he had?
Well, no. But that's not the point. It's exploitative. It's the sort of thing you'd do.
I bought you that drink, and I don't therefore expect you to wrestle with my ghoulies. That would be nice if you wanted to.
You do make it difficult to resist you. What next? Your spectacular prowess at burping?
I'll save that for our wedding night.
Not even in a twisted alternative universe where we are both sporting beards and eye patches.
All right, all right. It's your round next. So what did a time jump feel like?
Easy. Instantaneous. Not as bad as some I've had.
Oh, yeah. You are the expert. And it moved you from Haz's changing room.
Yeah, lucky I still have my suit on.
Not from where I'm sitting.
Of course.
I think you look good doing a Bev.
Thank you. If you've got it, flaunt it. So I don't. Though it's no fun wearing a pressure suit out on a day like today. And when I got back to the changing room, a drone had already picked up my undies.
Well, who'd have thought the collection could be overly efficient? Must be the end of days.
An apocalypse of tidiness and order. Not had one of those yet.
Oi, you two, take it outside.
You still think it'll blow over? Dr. Whitlam says they're queuing round the block with raw road bits. And then the queue is falling in on itself anyway.
I'm more worried about the neighbours. Bev isn't Brax. He could probably stop a war in just 6 words.
Oh, don't underestimate her. She's at least as stubborn as he is, and maybe just as crafty.
And she's got his terrible thing of making out like everything that happens is all part of her plan. Oh, golly.
You're thinking of her prancing about with no clothes on?
No. Yes. No, look, I've just realised. Adrian was right. Bev has been seeing someone else.
The Ambassador says, the contradiction is between Clause 19.1b and Clause 1015, in that it makes any appeal about the collection's position subject to your scrutiny.
That caveat ensures against precisely this situation, where you attempt to make decisions about us without us being told.
That is your inference. We have made no decisions of any kind. What is that?
Oh, hi. Sorry to interrupt.
This is meant to be a secure discussion.
Well, don't mind Benny. She's not important.
No, I'm so unimportant I've still got my kit on.
You keep a female concubine?
None of your business, Ambassador. Summerfield, come here.
Yes, Mistress.
Good girl. We'll have a break now, gentlemen. Resume in an hour. You can kiss me now, Summerfield.
Well, if you say so.
Do I have to do everything myself?
Expletive. Reference to deity. Reference to ancestors. Expletive. That was broadly the gist of it, Miss Tarrant.
Good. You've got an arrow off, Joseph. They really have got a problem with women.
Brax had them convinced we were all degenerates.
The more debauched we are, the less they want us in their empire. Yuck. What have you been eating?
Oh, garlicky vodka. Sorry. I was meant to keep Doggles at bay.
And did it work?
Well, you got more than he did. Do you know what it's like out there? Or are you too busy to get pounced on?
I'd just say no. Anyway, I'm too much hard work.
I'm pretty intimidating in that costume.
I'm not wearing a... Oh, I see what you mean. Yes, it's funny how that happens.
How did it happen? You didn't just wake up one morning with nothing in the wardrobe.
You've been speaking to Hass.
No. But you have. Inside his pocket universe, so no one else could hear you. And then, just as you're getting changed afterwards, you got time-jumped to the Trinon lawn wearing only what the goddess provided.
And an Alice band. You know what Brax would have done in the same situation?
That's the strangest image I've had all day. Which is saying something.
He'd have brazened it out, like he meant all along to be naked. Turned it to his advantage. Made it everyone else's problem.
You're not Brax, though.
But I have to be.
Things are getting worse, aren't they?
The collection is pining without him. It's falling apart at the seams. That's what the time jumps are about. Hass came to tell me that the ground is literally breaking up underneath us. He can see in 13 dimensions, and every one of them's under strain.
What did he do?
What he advised. He planted Simpson's thin weave all over the place. It works like tree roots holding up a riverbank, tangling through the soil and keeping us together.
But with a side effect.
Hass accelerated the growth cycle because we didn't know how long we'd got. So, there's a lot of pollen in the air, that's all.
That's all? Our undergraduates will have worn off their naughty bits before the end of the week.
It's been good for them.
Oh, yeah? You should see what it's done to Adrian.
He's had plenty of offers.
And that's what's driving him potty. It's you he wants, Bev, and he's tearing himself up even thinking about anyone else. It's not just sex. There's fighting. There's queues to the hospital. You said it was all right as long as no one got hurt. But with our loins taken over, no one's actually consenting.
Okay, point taken. Talk to Hass, get something sorted.
Fine. Leave Benny to clear up the mess. Anything else while I'm at it?
Not while he still tastes of garlic.
There's got to be something.
It's knitted together the soil perfectly, but it's still only mid-pollination. The life cycle is about 3 weeks.
Oh, that'll be far too late. Look at them, Hass. It's no fun anymore.
I can't kill the thin weave without compromising the soil. The collection will tear itself apart.
But can't you slow it down?
Temperature has an effect, but the weather controls haven't worked for months.
But a cold shower would sort this lot out too. Oh, there's got to be a way. Adrian! Adrian! Have you got Doggles in there? Oh, sorry to barge in. Need a favour. Sorry.
Could you give us a minute, Benny? Maybe not even that.
Yeah, of course. You carry on. Always re-examine your finds. Sometimes what you have is not what you think you have. Failure to do this may prove embarrassing at a later stage. Also, normally... bye then, Sing Sang. Expect to see you later in class. You really fool me, then? In an entirely platonic and non-lumpy public way.
Her room was damaged by a party this morning. Hmm? 16 of them, she said, all on a single bed. Wanted to know if I'd fix it.
You don't have to explain anything. I know what's affecting us and how to stop it.
I'll do anything.
Well, put something on to begin with. Where's Peter?
At Umska's. She's an Emilian, self-replicating and asexual. Lucky thing, she's immune.
You boys never make life easy for yourselves. Come on, we need to find Doggles.
Do we have to?
Yes. I need you to recreate something from pre-drought Milton Keynes, which needs both of you to be brilliant. You see, Ivan, I...
That was Zing Zang.
You're my girlfriend. You do it with me.
Oh, stop it. All of you, Minko, stop it.
You don't understand.
She said stop it.
It was you. It was you she was with.
Yes, it was. And how many people have you had sex with in the last 2 days? I saw you with Vuvu, didn't I?
That's different.
Okay, break it up. What's going on, Summerfield?
Nice of you to drop in. Nice dress. Minko tried to throttle Zing Zang again.
You had your warning. We're sending you home.
Oh, but Crowtarrant...
It's time we put this place back into order.
It's not just a show of strength that's needed.
We have to hold firm. Be seen to be holding firm. And you're under orders to fix this thing, aren't you?
Now, Bev.
Mr. Wall, you'll gather together a dozen Calorans and see that they're equipped with stun guns. Until the Professor can conjure up her miracle, we'll have to impose decorum by force.
Don't do it, Adrian.
I wasn't going to.
I beg your pardon.
You can stop trying to lead us. We're in this together. You, me, him, them. We got shot of Brax and we don't need anyone else running our lives for us.
It's the only way the collection can survive.
Then maybe we should just let it break apart.
Now, Benny...
Don't you dare take her side again. I don't like this any more than you do, but it has to be like this.
No, we can all walk away. That's what was happening before we all started shagging each other. We simply walk away and let Braxiatel's collection collapse in on itself.
It's worth fighting for.
But not each other. Not becoming all that that entails. We used to fight people who wanted to do that to the collection, didn't we? Oh, come on! You're as pent up as we all are. It's whatever it is that's in the air. We're not slaves to our cravings. We're better than that, aren't we?
The negotiations will be starting again shortly. I must get back.
Now, babe.
I have to get back. You decide what happens to Minko.
She's just got a lot on at the moment.
No, she's always like that, when anyone's watching her. I'll take Minko into custody. A night in a cell might do him good.
I'm sorry, miss.
It's not me you need to say that to, Minko. Come on then, you lot. Show's over. Oh, someone take Zing Zang to Dr. Wootlam. Like he needs any more people to see. Oh, and does anyone know where Doggles has got to? Oh, dear. Is he really? That's going to be rather uncomfortable. Joseph, hi. Let off for the evening again?
Miss Tarrant decided she needed to sleep. We resume at 0600 tomorrow.
Yeah, everyone's shattered this evening. Won't 6 be the middle of the night for the overturn of Thuban?
That oversight may be a tactical advantage.
Oh, she's a sly old minx, Aunt Beverly. Doggles is fine, by the way.
I am most relieved to hear it. What had he done to himself?
Didn't say no to the charms of Curator Fernley. Got himself stuck when she became a he. He's hideously embarrassed. So please tell everyone you know.
It is done.
Good. I'm going to turn in. Tomorrow should be a different sort of day. I left Doggles and Adrian discussing what needs to be done. They think they'll have it built by first thing tomorrow morning.
So we can expect it sometime mid-afternoon.
You are hilarious. Oh, one other thing.
Yes?
Sorry about this. I know you hate my fiddling about in your insides, but I need to run your startup again. Got a nasty feeling we're going to find it. Right. Can you hear me?
Affirmative.
Self-scan for contaminants. Full system purge.
Complete. Particulate matter ejected.
Lovely. Now let's close your skull again. Feeling better?
Bernice? Unhand me. I feel different.
You don't feel the need to take pictures of me?
Of course not.
Check your sent mail. What did you send Doggles?
The film sequence shows Miss Tarrant in a state of undress and you are embracing her.
Doggles wanted me to pass on his gratitude.
But I did not record this. Oh, I did. I feel filthy.
Good. You can delete the file and get your lecherous drone mates to do the same. It better not have got any further.
Yes, Bernice.
You have one new message, Chief. From Kane.
That'll be the little wretch trying to justify sneaking off this morning without saying goodbye. Bra, play message.
Bloody hell, Benny. That clip's just dynamite. Love you. Bye.
I see. Fine. No problem.
If you are upset, Bernice, I could always give you a massage.
Is that you, Joseph? I said you could have until six. Oh.
We need to talk.
I have a war with six species to try and get us out of. Can we catch up a bit later?
Well, you say that, but there's always something.
The lives of everyone on the collection are
at
stake.
I'm not talking about everyone. Just me and you.
You're just reacting to the pollen in the air. Benny's sorting it out.
No. I've felt like this for months. You've got a public persona these days. One worried about what everyone's thinking. You've always got to be the tough one, the mean one. As if that's all that'll hold everything together.
It is.
You're not Braxiatel. We don't want another Braxiatel.
I hope you would have time to address a point of concern before we were due to resume. Oh, Mr. Wall?
It's all right, Joseph. Adrian wasn't staying.
No. What would people think?
Good. I'm sure Miss Tarrant will catch up with you later. Now, I have reanalyzed the subparagraph on information tax with the overlapping boundaries.
I'm sure that'll be fine. Yes, of course it is. We can offer them a conditional exemption.
I'm sorry, Miss Tarrant. This is urgent. Ambassador Drensil desires an audience. In confidence.
Of course. Put him on. Ambassador, you look tired. What is it? What's happened?
Right.
Get a move on. A crowd's gathering. You know what they'll get like, given nothing else to think about.
I'm going as fast as I can. Right. Now, I don't know how long it'll take. What do they have things like this for, anyway? Who would want to make everything more...
Milton Keynes was a region of Earth long before the invasion. Did a dig there once. Found evidence of a huge outlay in public entertainment. Years before anyone started to terraform planets, they'd got their own artificial ski slopes. Amazing technology for the time. Shouldn't it work a bit faster than this?
It needs to be warmed up, like a lady.
I'd better distract the crowd, then.
I'm not saying you don't have a nice personality, but what can you offer that's better than a gangbang?
Something rare and amazing. I'm going to tell the truth.
That'll work.
Just get that thing working. Has?
Yes, Benny.
We need to keep this lot distracted until Doggles What's-It does its thing.
Entertainment? I'm not really that sort of yes-ager.
I was thinking more along the lines of anaesthetic. You with me? Right, settle down, settle down! If you could keep your mitts off each other just long enough to hear me out, it's time you lot knew what's been going on. Some of you may have noticed a certain jubilant mood on the collection this last week. This is a side effect of a gardening project undertaken by our own Mr. Haas. Mr. Haas?
Thank you, Benny. Can everyone hear me? Is anyone listening? Well, Simpson's thin weave is apparently...
You are all free of contaminants now.
Yes, Joseph.
So you will delete the file of Professor Summerfield and Miss Tarrant.
Yes, Joseph.
And the one of Professor Summerfield in the shower.
Yes, Joseph.
And the one of Professor Summerfield failing to arouse Mr. Kane.
Yes, Joseph.
And the one of Miss Myra and teaching assistant Munukau.
Xing Zhang, look, I'm an idiot. Yeah, that too. Not everyone on the course. Dennis said no. I just thought, if we could get this sorted out, maybe we could start again, you know? Oh. Well, no hard feelings then.
Adrian, can you spare me just a moment?
If you can spare the time.
I can. I want to. I've signed a provisional treaty.
That's good, is it?
Well, it means we're safe, for the moment.
You won.
Not exactly. Seems the ambassador's various wives are in a bit of a twist. They've concocted some wild idea that their husbands were all up to no good, watching xenopornography when they said they were at the negotiating table.
Why would they think that?
I had Jason building a comms relay on the MIM third moon. Accidentally seeded some footage.
Of you and Bernice. In front of the ambassadors, I've seen it. It's what Brexit's outworked, don't I?
Well, maybe not exactly. I'm sorry it's taken so long, but I had to keep away from you. We had to get that treaty, or we'd have lost the collection. I couldn't lose control.
I make you lose control? How much?
Let me show you.
But people will see us.
Well, screw them.
Do you lot mind? You're owed an explanation.
What do you want to do?
Not telling. I am above such baseness as an orgy involving everyone on the planetoid. Anyway, it'd be rude if you were the only one left out of the action.
Gotcha!
At last! That'll show him. I'm not feeling any colder. Oh, look, snow.
The accelerator will pick up in a moment, and...
Bloody hell! That's amazing! Like something out of a Christmas special. How's that for a deluxe cold shower? I thought it would put them off a bit. I thought it would put me off a bit.
It will take anything up to 8 hours for the temperature to suppress the pollination.
8 hours? Right. Shit. There's only one thing for it. Doggles, get over here.
Look, I've done the best I could.
I don't care. Get your trousers off.
What?
I'm throwing in the towel. It's too much like hard work not to join in the fun. Do you want me or not?
Yeah. All right, I guess. Won't Jason mind, though?
Oh, no, no, you'd understand. In fact, this is just the sort of thing you dream up.
I'm home.
Oh, hello. No, probably don't want to come near me. I'm a torrent of yellowy snot.
I don't mind. Hello. Did you miss me?
Oh, did you go somewhere?
You wound me, madam. Place feels a bit different from last time I was here.
Oh, people are molesting each other everywhere you look. Guess we're all too full of the sniffles.
No, I meant it feels better.
Yeah. Bit of wanton abandon seems to have cleared the air. The evil space route has settled down now that the weather has equalised.
I expect we'll have record numbers of students next year, once word gets around of what happened.
And I gather you averted the war.
Postponed it, more like.
Nobody's telling me how you did it, which probably means that I don't want to know. You were required to do the deed with some poor buxom innocent.
The cosmos would have blown up if I hadn't. No, Benny, not this time.
Oh, right. Well, you should probably know that I...
You don't have to tell me anything. It's all right, I understand. I wasn't here.
It was only sex. It wasn't...
Any good?
Oh, it was sensational. Oh. The thing he can do with his... Actually, let's pretend I agree with you. It was reassuringly tawdry.
It's okay. It was only sex. We're more than that.
Yes, we have arguments.
And we have a future together. You and me. Look, you're probably too full of the lurgy to want to talk about kids right now, but I...
You don't have to prove anything just because I... Because...
I did what I did.
No, we should do this, Benny. Properly. Fulfil our destinies, or whatever it is.
Oh, come here.
And prove once and for all that my balls actually work.
Oh, we're not in.
Ah, oh, Summerfield. Glad you're not busy.
We'd only have needed a couple of minutes.
What is it, Bev?
I've been thinking about the future. About contingency plans. About what we do to protect our patch of turf.
We can't build an army.
No, but we can seek some advice. I've got a new assignment for you both. Something perfectly placed within your fields of expertise.